It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Be sure to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack. It's now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Jim Galante, and I'm telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways, all you have to do is download the app, sign up using promo code KSN, then enter the DraftKings free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself into the running for the $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code KSN to get your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And now we welcome in a very special guest to the Keystone Kickoff Show, Diane Freiermuth, mother of Penn State star tight end Pat Freiermuth. First of all, Diane, thank you so much for giving us some of your time.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
First, let's start with the letter that came out from the Penn State parents that you were part of. Could you give our listeners a little bit of the background, how that process happened that led to the letter that went to the Big Ten office and I believe also to President Barron's office?
Sure. The letter that went to Commissioner Warren and President Barron came about. We're a group that stays in touch with each other. We have a huge email chain that's mainly used for the purposes of, you know, booking hotel rooms and planning tailgates and kind of fun things like that. But as everything transpired last week, a lot of us reached out to each other and just we felt like we needed to do something. And we knew that there were other schools within the Big Ten and their parent organizations that were speaking out, more or less to let the public know that Penn State and I know Ohio State did the same in Iowa. We just wanted to let people know that our kids were being well taken care of at these universities and they were following the protocols that Commissioner Warren sent forth. So I talked with a number of parents and said, you know, let's get a letter going. We shared the letter. We talked. We had a Zoom meeting and we decided that we would go forth with it. And it just started from there. And we just felt like we needed to do something.
Well, it was a very well thought out letter, put together very well. And I'd like to go through some of the points on it. But my first question is, you did ask to get a response. Did you ever get a response to the letter?
We didn't get a personal response, but obviously I do believe that because we put the letter out publicly, Commissioner Warren put out his public response, and I believe that public response was meant for us as well as the other parent organizations that had written letters and emails to him.
I think it also went beyond the parents group. They took the Big Ten, the commissioner took a lot of hits in this past week, and less so for the decision, I think, than from the response that they did not really justify their decision or explain the process. Was that part of what you guys were looking for beyond just why did you decide this way, but what led to that process?
That was a huge piece of it. I firmly, and I know many of the other parents believe that we weren't saying that that canceling the season was the wrong decision. We really questioned the timing of the canceling and canceling it when you did not have put in place answers to very basic, obvious questions that the student athletes would have and our parents. And I know we've taken some hits on social media, people calling us helicopter parents, those type of things. Honestly, we're not helicopter parents. We wrote the letter to show that the university was doing what they were supposed to do, that the student athletes were safe, and just to get some answers so that so that these guys could plan their futures, because what comes up for them in the next few months, years, et cetera, really having or not having a season, it was important. And furthermore, that it happened so quickly. You know, it was okay for the teams to practice on Friday, and then Sunday it was, you can't move to the next stage where you put on pads, and then boom, Tuesday, the season's canceled. So we just didn't, if there was information that prompted such a quick cancellation, we really just wanted to know what it was.
Well, you may have seen some feedback that called you helicopter parents doing this show. You can imagine we do get a lot of feedback, and I believe 100% of the response I've gotten from listeners has been very much in support of what you put out, with the idea that even if people think it's the correct answer, as you said, it may be the correct answer, but there was no explanation, no rationale for it, especially when they put a schedule out just days earlier. And the question become, and you asked the great one, which is, what happened between in those 5 days between putting the schedule out and then making this decision? And the second part, I would just like to say to you, when the big question is the safety, the health of these young men, I realize the players want to play and they will want to play probably almost no matter what. But I can't imagine there's anyone other than the parents who care more about the safety and welfare of their sons than the parents. Who else would care more? Which leads me to the question, playing the game, it's a physical game with a lot of contact. We've had a lot of discussion and debate on our show about, are these players safe or safer actually under the auspices of the coaches and the training staff than they would be without a season?
Oh, I 100% think so. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that the testing that they were going through, the contact tracing, everything that Penn State had done definitely was keeping them safer than if they were home, where at home, when you're at home, you're not being tested on that kind of a basis. And I just think that they also, knowing that you had a season come up, it also gave them a why to control their own behaviors. So much of the spread of the coronavirus is the way that people behave and the way they socially interact. And as we've already seen on college campuses, when you don't have a why to, you know, avoid those big social situations and wear your mask, it's really hard to get 20 somethings to do that. So, you know, not having a having it pulled that quickly and not having a season definitely, I think, makes the players less safe.
And isn't that ultimately the question? How do you make them safe? And if they're safest playing, then they should play.
Yeah, I mean, if they're safer playing, then they should play. And if something has come out that maybe, you know, the contact of football and increased transmission and those type of things, I get it. And I understand the concerns around safety when it comes to travel. I understand all of that. But again, the timing, like to do it now and not wait, as I guess what we were wondering. And furthermore, they built a schedule. When they came out with the schedule, one of the reasons why we were under the impression that they had the bye weeks in the schedule so that you would have the flexibility to move. So maybe you weren't going to start the season on September 5th. Why not move that game till later until you had a better grasp? Or was it working? And you know, was having physical contact in practice, was this something that they were turning up more positives because of it?
And at least so far, it appears that has not been the case or had not been the case while they were in training camp.
Right.
This week, Commissioner Warren, he did come out with a letter in response. In reading that letter, did you get any of the answers you were looking for?
I mean, I think we got some vague answers, so to speak, that it was because of the health and safety, which I believe that it was made because of the health and safety. I don't think that it was it's not a decision that's made lightly, because obviously these are people who want the players to play. They want football to go. It's part of such a big part of that conference, as well as all the other sports. But I guess it wasn't. The information was pretty general. If to be honest with you, I would have liked something maybe more specific that really said what did we not know when we came out with the schedule, and then we knew on, that following Tuesday, 6 days later. To me, it was very general and things that most of us know anyway.
Do you think, I got the impression there was just not very good communication anywhere, that there was a group over here, the athletic departments, athletic directors, coaches, trainers, and staff putting together the plan and doing everything, and the people who ultimately made the decision were completely separate, so that it wasn't a case where the same people who were putting out the schedules were the same people who a few days later decided to cancel it.
Right. It seemed very disjointed. And that, again, and if this is something, obviously from the letter, one thing you do get the sense of, they're not changing their mind. But if there's anything that they can learn from this, is better communication, and also not to be so disjointed in how this was all done, because it just seemed like there wasn't that, it was a decision that was made unilaterally for every university in the Big Ten, but it doesn't seem like there was much communication going on between them.
And that was Diane Freiermuth, mother of Penn State tight end Pat Freiermuth, talking about the decision that the Big Ten made to cancel the fall season. Talked also about the letter that the Penn State parents sent both to the Big Ten office and to Penn State President Eric Barron's office. And based on this conversation, it seemed as much as, yes, she would like to see the team play, the Big Ten Conference, have a fall football session. The bigger question was the handling of it by the conference. How did they go from, we have a schedule out, all systems are go, getting ready to play the fall season, and then within a couple days, the decision is, cancel the fall season, and very little in the way of explanation. We are not done talking to Diane Freiermuth. We are going to have another segment with her that's coming up right after this. And I ask a couple questions about James Franklin, his handling of the situation, and with a potential of spring football coming up, just how would Pat and his family go about deciding whether he would choose to play in the spring or sit it out and get ready for the NFL draft. So stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share, all you have to do is download the app and sign up using code KSN, then enter DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.